Welcome to Smashing the Plateau. Once again, Michael Schein, host of the popular podcast, Access to Anyone, interviews David Schreiner Kahn as we continue with the mini-series, Fire Your Business Coach. Today, David and Michael talk about passive income. Sure, we like the idea of making money while we sleep, and that's the goal of many entrepreneurs, but most of the information that's out there is wrong. If we want an in-depth look at what it means to have a truly self-running and successful business, let's take a look at, surprisingly, Weight Watchers.
Who doesn't want to receive income when one isn't actively working in the business? I mean, it seems like a great idea. And I think that many people, if not most, would aspire to that. The truth is that a lot of what is purported to be passive income is really, I would say it's more like asynchronous income. Synchronous income is when you really are trading time for dollars. You're producing something that you have to do in live time with your customers or clients in order to get paid. So there are only 24 hours in a day and 168 hours in a week. And we can't work all of them anyway. Can't physically do that. So there's a limit. You know, if you're really trading time for dollars, there's a limit to how much you can make in sales. So on the flip side, how do you create some kind of leverage or scaling capability with what it is that you offer? And many of these experts talk about passive income. And a lot of what they talk about is really where you're creating something that gets sold at a time when you're not producing it, right? So you produce something, and then at some point later, it gets sold. And maybe you can sell to multiple people simultaneously after it's produced, as opposed to being able to sell to either one person or one customer or some limited number of customers when it's live. Somebody who does who sells their time in a keynote speech, right? They might make a lot of money during that keynote speech, but if the speech can be packaged in a video that gets resold every time somebody buys the video, then you can actually make a lot more money on those resales than you might make in the live speech. The downside is if the material and the content of the speech has a limited shelf life and nobody would be interested in buying it, let's say after 3 months, then in 3 months you've got to create another one. So you may not be trading time for dollars at the same time, but in essence you kind of are trading time for dollars because you have to keep creating new content or new items to be sold that get sold fairly soon after you create them.
You know, it's funny that you say that because a lot of these gurus and coaches and experts, they're not telling people to invent the equivalent of ketchup, right? I mean, if you create Heinz ketchup, I mean, that's something that tastes good when you eat it today and tastes good in 20 years. I'm still going to like that, forever. They typically are talking to service businesses and telling them to turn their professional service into an information product. Do you think there's a reason that they sort of tend to focus on that niche?
Well, it works. It works up to a point. You don't see these businesses being $100 million businesses, right? The good ones make it up to $1 million. And maybe a few of them make it up to $10 million a year in sales. I don't see them becoming the next Coca-Cola.
Right. And I guess business coaches focus on this audience as their target market because that's this gig economy that you're talking about. It's mostly a service economy. It's very hard to create the new Heinz ketchup in this day and age.
Right. And if you're a service provider and you're trading time for dollars, if you're a really high paid one, you might be able to make $300,000-$500,000 a year, but the chances are you're not going to be making $1 million a year. I would say that most service businesses that are trading time for dollars really struggle to even make $100,000 a year. So if you can if you can sell something.
And you mean in personal income, not in gross income.
Well, I'm thinking if it's essentially a one-person business, right. I'm talking about gross income. If you're charging $500 an hour, which in today's market is a pretty nice hourly rate for a professional, if you're charging $500 an hour and you're billing every sort of regular working hour, which nobody can, you can't do that because you have to spend some time on marketing and administration. But let's say you're actually able to bill 2,000 hours a year. So that's $1 million a year. That's sort of like high end, I would say, for a single person. And most people are nowhere close to that. So if you can sell that market something that's going to take them from $100,000 a year or even $200,000 a year to $1 million a year, they're going to be pretty happy. So step one is the productizing part. So you actually have to create the product. And some, you know, the first time you do it, it may not work so well, like with anything. And
you have to bring other people in. I mean, today it's got to be digital. It probably has to have an app.
Right. So there's some skill set that you probably don't have. Then you have to market it and sell it, right? And if you're talking about professional services, this is not how professionals are trained. They're not trained to market and sell. They're trained in their profession. So there's another skill they don't have that they have.
You're
to
also learn. Marketing and selling on a very large scale because you're not going to charge $80,000 for a 5-CD kit. So you need a very large list.
Right. So you've got there's a whole process you have to go through before you're actually going to be able to be successful creating a product and then marketing it and selling it. So let's say you get over that hump and you are able to create the product, market it, and sell it, and you're able to figure out how to do this repeatedly again. But if you go back to the concept that what you're creating is probably doesn't have a shelf life like Heinz ketchup does, you have to keep coming up with new ideas and keep creating new things. The other part that I think is likely to impact this kind of market is the fact that new information is becoming available online at an exponential rate. Right? You look at something like even Wikipedia entries. How fast do new Wikipedia entries show up? They keep increasing at an exponential rate. And there's so much free stuff out there that the stuff that is currently being sold for maybe a few $100 a product, I'm wondering whether there's still going to be a market for that in 5 years because there's going to be so much stuff that's free.
So is any professional who wants to stop trading time for dollars and create passive income screwed?
Well, let's put it this way. I think that person has his or her challenges.
Well, is there an alternative or do they just have to keep trading time for dollars?
Well, there is an alternative. And I think the alternative goes back to something we talked about earlier, which has to do with the leadership model and this sort of cult versus no cult in terms of the character, the charisma and characteristics of the leader. What is it that you can create that will keep on top of the marketplace and not depend on you personally being involved in order for it to be continually successful?
Right, because creating products, if they're coming from your head, you're the one who needs to keep
making. Exactly. They're creating products and they need to come from your head. You need to be involved.
So walk us through some ways that a professional can start to explore what that might look like. The true passive income. How can they take what they do so well if it's not from their head and turn it into a unique passive income structure?
I think actually one of the models that I talked about in an earlier episode is a great example of creating passive income that doesn't depend on the person behind the initial idea for it to be successful. And that's BNI, Business Network International, right? It's a model of business networking that is self-perpetuating. And the idea behind the model is it's based on the concept of giver's gain. So if I am with like-minded people repeatedly for a long period of time where I'm developing relationships with them and they're developing relationships with me, and we have a giving mindset, we will be able to gain new customers. And each, it's based on developing multiple circles of communities based on geography, where each community has a particular structure and framework and model, but there's flexibility within the model for the structure to adapt to changes in the marketplace.
Great example. So I know that I just happen to know that you think Weight Watchers is another example. Can you walk us through, tell us how that works and why it's such a great example?
So Weight Watchers is a great example because, again, it's based on multiple circles of small communities where the communities help the people within the community and they're not dependent on the wisdom of the founder of Weight Watchers. As a matter of fact, the founder was only involved for a relatively short period of time. Their power is in the way they support one another in making some changes in habits and lifestyle.
Are there any universal principles to take from this? I mean, you wouldn't tell an attorney start another networking group, and you wouldn't tell a nutritionist start another diet group, right? So, you know, that's not good enough advice. So what are the general, unless it's a certain kind of one, so what are the general principles that you can extrapolate from this? You know, the old passive income model says create an information product. But you're saying something different, and I'd like to hear what it is.
Yeah. First of all, not every professional wants to create something that is going to deliver passive income, right? There are attorneys who really like practicing law, and they just want to make enough money to meet their lifestyle needs practicing law, which is fine.
And some lawyers, they always work very hard, but some lawyers do it the old-fashioned way. They create a law firm and hire 20 associates, and everyone trades time for dollars, but there's something
except
to be
for the
said
people
for
at the top.
Right. That's right. Because they have other people working for them. Correct.
Yes, that is totally true. So the universal principles are think about what it is you're creating that is a sufficiently narrow niche that can. Especially if it's in a place where there is somewhat of a gap in the marketplace where you can gain some market penetration. So you have a service that has an opportunity to scale in terms of numbers of customers.
And what do you mean by market penetration? That's a term we hear a lot, but just kind of dig into what that means.
So if you're creating, let's say you're creating, so you're creating an accounting firm that does income tax returns for individuals. There's not really a gap in the marketplace for that. There are the big guys that already do that very well, and they have their systems, right? There's H&R Block, there's Liberty Tax, there's a whole bunch of them. That's not a hole in the marketplace. But if you were to create an accounting firm that was able, as an example, to deal with the challenges that people running restaurants face, because there's some real unique issues for restaurants around pricing and dealing with complicated labor issues, where they may be able to stand out among their competition, and maybe there might be a unique kind of service that restaurant owners really need that somebody with an accounting background could provide. So the next thing to think about is, how do I create something where I personally don't have to be involved for it to be successful? Which is thinking like somebody who's creating a franchise. Right. So if you look at Weight Watchers and BNI, yes, they are a franchise model, but they're also self-running and self-perpetuating. So one of the things that happens in those particular models is they're based on a community of members where the members are part of improving the business and getting new business. Yeah, I do think that you need to be selective at the people who are involved, both in the service providing role and in the customer role, and think about ways that this community that you're creating, the people who are in it will benefit one another through collaboration, through acquisition of new people who are part of the community, and where they can all provide increased value for one another, and that it's not dependent upon you as the creator of the entity.
And do you need to give them frameworks? I mean, what allows that to not just be a bunch of people sitting in a room?
Well, there is a framework because it's around a particular particular business problem. It's around a particular gap in the marketplace. It's around a particular kind of customer need. So, you know, so if you look at examples like Uber or like Airbnb, right? They both depend on people who are members of their community, whether it's service providers or customers, for the system to work. And the better it works for the people who are involved, the more it feeds into acquiring new people for service providers and customers, right? So the system is the framework. The people are very important, and the people are a very important component of how well it works.
And they use a rating system. If you get like two bad ratings, you're out.
Right. So quality control over who's providing the service is very important.
Or who's collaborating.
Of quality control over who's collaborating is very important.
And I want to say one other thing. The guys from Uber could have started another taxi company with plusher seats and better cars and faster engines, but they didn't do that. They created a community that was powered by an engine.
Yeah, so creating a community that's powered by an engine, I think in today's world, is very powerful. And I think what we're also witnessing is a shift in mentality, particularly among younger people, away from the concept of ownership to a concept of sharing.
And, you know, to wrap this up, how does a professional who may not have, I mean, Uber created a very sophisticated computer algorithm. And while I think it's a perfect example, how does the talented CPA or the consultant who really wants to create true passive income, not the stuff that the coaches are peddling, how do they get started doing this when they're not Silicon Valley people?
So it's a great question. So how would like a CPA of a small CPA firm get started in creating something that might be more of a community kind of practice, right? So one of the questions I would ask is, what are some of the common concerns that your clients have? Do you have regular gatherings that you invite all your clients to? Is there a way to create some kind of community among your clients where there are issues of common concern that are dealt with, that have some common thread that relates to accounting? And if you start doing that, you may discover that there are some offerings that you can create where your clients may be part of creating the solution, and it may turn out that you can create something that will help them help themselves with your guidance. Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by Tend Strategic Partners. I hope you enjoyed our discussion. Let's continue the discussion. Connect with me on LinkedIn and Twitter. Please share this episode with your colleagues and friends, and it would also help a great deal if you would write a review on iTunes so that new people can find us. Come back and listen to our next episode as we explore why some coaches can help you smash your plateau and others can't. My guest, CPA, consultant, author, and speaker, Tony Rose, comes back for a second time on Smashing the Plateau to share tips on what it takes to create a whole new level of success and profitability. It's an episode you won't want to miss. I hope you've enjoyed what you've learned. I know your time is precious, and I want to thank you for spending some of it with us today.